This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The election campaign is gaining momentum in Jharkhand. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Gadhwa in Jharkhand to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates in assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the second public meeting in Chaibasa this afternoon. These are PM Modi's first election rallies in Jharkhand after announcement of the poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phase polling to be held on the 13th and 20th of November. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Nominations of 7,994 candidates filed across 288 Assembly constituencies have been found valid after scrutiny on the 30th of October. Maharashtra will go to polls on 20th of this month in a single phase to elect a new Assembly. The Election Commission has ordered the immediate transfer of the Director General of Police, DGP, of Maharashtra, Rashmi Shukla, and directed the Maharashtra Chief Secretary to hand over her responsibilities to the next senior-most IPS officer in the cadre. The Chief Secretary has been instructed to submit a panel of three IPS officers for the appointment of the new DGP by 1 p.m. tomorrow. The decision came in the wake of a complaint by opposition parties, including the Congress and Shiv Sena UBT, to their Chief Election Commissioner, accusing Ms. Shukla of bias and requesting her removal from the post of the State Police Chief. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that India has reached 90 gigawatts of installed solar capacity in its goal to attain 500 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030. Mr. Joshi was addressing the inaugural ceremony of the 7th session of the International Solar Alliance in New Delhi. The minister said that the government has approved 50 solar parks with a renewable capacity of 37.5 gigawatts. He also added that this year, the global solar sector is set to reach approximately 2 terawatts of installed solar photovoltaic capacity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India at Brisbane in Australia today. On the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said that the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages, and serving the diaspora. He termed the inauguration a landmark milestone in the increasingly strong bilateral relationship between India and Australia. India and Algeria today signed the Memorandum of Understanding on Bilateral Defence Cooperation. The MOU will elevate the defence partnership between both the nations, fostering mutual understanding and enhancing strategic interests. It was signed by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chief of Staff of the People's National Army Syed Chanigriha in the presence of military and officials. On the concluding day of his visit to Algeria, General Anil Chauhan interacted with the General of Army Syed Chanigriha. Deliberations were held on furthering bilateral military cooperation and capacity building. Make in India initiatives and technology exchange were also discussed between both the military leaders. The US will vote tomorrow to elect its 47th president in a fierce race between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic leader Kamala Harris. This election is expected to be one of the closest contests for the White House in decades. Both candidates have left no stone unturned to win over voters, particularly in key swing states. Republican candidate and former President Trump rallied in Kingston, North Carolina, and targeted his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, by saying that she has no vision, no ideas, and no solutions, and that her only message is blaming him for various issues. On the other hand, Democratic presidential candidate Harris vowed to end the ongoing war in Gaza, bring home hostages, and ensure Israel's security along with the Palestinian people's right to dignity. In table tennis, India's Harmeet Desai claimed dual titles at the WTT FIDE Caracas in Venezuela, winning both the men's singles and mixed doubles events. And that is the end of this news bulletin.